Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You hid in your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Wow, what an opener to the only sports show that counts, Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin. P.S., we've got a terrific show for the Mouthing Off Nation today. Before we get started, tell our fans how to vote for you in the Fab 40 contest.
I sure will, Eddie. Thank you for everyone who's listening and supporting me through this journey of Fab 40 and the competition, because it's a very long competition. I know it gets routinely boring for the voting, but I do appreciate it because it's going to push me to the win, which I will be so thankful for. You want to go to Patricia Summerlin, my Facebook fan page, Sunny the California Girl. Again, Patricia Summerlin on Instagram, Patricia Summerlin on LinkedIn, and Sunny Glow. I'm seldom on Twitter, but you can find the link. Just go to Fab 40, Patricia Summerlin, and vote. And I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You know, there's a huge rumbling coming from Cleveland, the mistake on the lake. Mistake is right. We're going to talk football, Patricia, all busted up, and Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that. And don't forget the jabronis of the week.
Oh, yeah, we got some good jabronis, too.
there's plenty of them out there, huh?
Yeah, and I tell you, when we get through with one of the topics that we're going to hit tonight, today, it's going to blow their friggin' mind at how stupid an owner, a commissioner, and Indians are. Native Americans we're talking about.
This is true.
And you know, Patricia, when you start looking at things, study your history. No wonder you gave Manhattan away for a bunch of trinkets, because you don't know what you need to be doing. And so when they just show such disrespect to this individual, it just blows my friggin' mind. And I'm all fired up. You're going to see the Continental Lover come out a little bit tonight. I guarantee you.
All right.
And you know what we're going to do?
That sounds good, Eddie. But we've got to be right back with Mouthing Off.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Now then, all over the world.
Hello, Mouthing Off Nation. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my sidekick, the one and the only, the most beautiful woman on radio, Patricia Summerlin. Wait till you get a load of this one, fans.
Oh, boy. The Cleveland Indians from 1869 to 1912 had five different names. Here are just three of them. The Forest Cities, the Naps, and the Spiders.
Yeah, listen closely now. In 1913, a popular player, Louis Francis Sokolexy, died. He was the first Native American ever to play pro baseball.
That is incredible. And what history right there in 1913. Wow. And the team was renamed in his honor. So the name that was given was, guess what, everyone who's listening, the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, and the Indians, and then all of a sudden these jackasses, P.S., want to go and change the name of the Cleveland Indians with a history that's going back to 1913 that was named for the most popular player on the Cleveland baseball team that was called the Spiders at that time. And if you go do your history, fans, go look up the Cleveland Spiders. They had the coolest logo that was done in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And when you look at Major League Baseball and the Indians, along with the Commissioner Manfred, took that honor away from the first real Native American Indian baseball player, Sokolexy. Made it official in November of 2021. And you know something?
So sad, Eddie. I got to say, it's that woke joke stuff. And I'm so over it, by the way. Don't get me started on that, because I made a mention in a forum today. And boy, did I get slammed by all the woke haters. I mean, the woke. They were hating on me. And
hey, well, let me tell them. Hey, let me so do you sad. A favor, P.S. Hey, all you woke joke son of a guns, kiss my happy white ass. You understand that? You've ruined this country. You're taking away all the history, and you're telling me that it's an honor for you idiots. And I'm gonna name these idiots. Okay, I think they need to be called out. That changed the name, and then we're gonna get to it a little bit more. But it was the owner, Paul Dolan. It was the commissioner, Manfred, who doesn't even know the history of baseball, and Native Americans. The Native Americans don't even know their history. It should have been an honor for the Cleveland Indians to be named after the first Native American pro baseball player. But you woke joke SOBs, let me tell you something. You're trying to kill this country. You're trying to say things don't happen that actually happen. So you're telling me that Lincoln never did the Gettysburg Address. Okay. And you're telling me all these statues you want to take down, that the Civil War didn't happen. You know, you could kiss my ass. It happened.
Exactly.
Millions and millions of people lost their lives, Patricia. And you know something? It's like this woke crap with the Indians and the Redskins and all these other teams. They want to change the name. Well, it just doesn't work. And, you know, there's some of us that's not going to stand for it, and I'm one of them. And you can't kick me off the air because I got too good of ratings, Patricia. They mouthing off, we won't go anywhere because we put butts in the seats and ears to the listeners. And we got 2.5 million mouthing off nation, and there's a reason for that, because we don't put up with this woke crap, P.S.
That's right. I didn't target back today, as a matter of fact, but I'll
do it for you.
I know. I stand by Carrie Lake, and I was on her, you know, her forum, in her forum, and all these guys were attacking me. Oh, my God, they're brutal. All I said is that they cheated, you know, in Arizona for her, because there's no way Katie Hobbs could have won. And, oh, my God, did they spew such hatred. So what does that tell
sure
you?
They did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's just horrible for us conservatives now. It's like we're the demons to them, but yet we're not the ones that are yelling and shouting and trying to change things and make things. We're not trying to take God out of our country. We're trying to represent our American flag. We're doing all the right things that we were grown up to do and be. And, you know, and it's sad, Eddie. Yes, don't get me started on that. It's
well, you know, P.S., this right here points to sadness in America.
That is very sad. And you know what? That Louis Francis, I bet, is turning over in his grave and saying,
oh, can you imagine?
As an original American Indian and the first and the popular player. I mean, come on.
Right.
So sad to hear this. Wow.
Oh, they, you know, if they would have just looked and gone back instead of naming the Guardians or what kind of dumb.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't even sound good.
A name. No. Why did they go back to the Cleveland Spiders, which has a legacy, right? And mm-hmm. and they have one of the I want you to look up the Cleveland Spiders, everybody, and look at the logo that was done way back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. It's one of the best logos that you've ever seen. And you're going, how in the world did they do it? And you know something? The reason they didn't want to go to the Spiders, P.S., was because – you know, they changed the logo
to red, the doggone.
Well, the problem was the logo was blue. Okay. Yeah. Well, you ever heard of changing the color? I mean, okay.
Yeah.
You know, because the original one was blue. Okay. Well, change it. Well, you know, when I would have said you can change the uniforms too, because you know something? You just erase all the history of the Indians. Because they're not the Cleveland Indians anymore because of your dumbasses. Change the name. All right? So why don't you call them the Spiders? If they want to wear blue, well, they can wear blue. Won't they wear blue and red or blue and whatever? Or you can make them orange if you want to. It doesn't really matter. Orange and black. You know, so it doesn't matter because they're not the Cleveland Indians anymore. It doesn't matter what color the Cleveland Indians were. They don't exist anymore. You understand that?
Wiped out the history, Eddie. It's wiped out.
Absolutely. That's what they're trying to do to this nation. And that's not going to happen.
No.
Because there's too many red-blooded Americans like myself that will stand up and whip your ass and not say it and not even think twice about doing it.
Yeah, there's too many patriots, you know, and thankfully so. I sure hope that we gain some of that here.
Well, I'm a red-blooded American and I'm proud of it, P.S.
Because I thought the elections would go a little bit better than they did, unfortunately. But, hey, at least we got rid of Wicked Witch Pelosi, like we said. And, yes, that's right. I said it. She is a wicked witch. Can't stand Pelosi. Yeah.
Well, thanks, she's just Pelosi. Flying out on a broom right now, so that'll be fine. And, you know, I know all my people in San Francisco, you're rolling over in your graves. And you know something? You ought to put a foot up her ass and let me tell you something, and get rid of her. What she's done to the city of San Francisco. I used to wrestle at the Cow Palace all the time. Don't tell me how beautiful. And I used to eat at Pier 39. And let me tell you something.
Out there now.
I know San Francisco. Yeah. It's a dump now. It's an ugly. It used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Now it's a pigsty. And all you woke people made it a pigsty. And yeah. So I hope you're happy with killing all of American cities. And let's get back to baseball.
Oh, and, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So you know what? Well, we're almost there, Eddie, for the most exciting part, which I can't wait to hear what your jabronis of the week will be.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Oh, was that you?
Nope. Must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his jabronis of the week.
My jabronis of the week are the Indians owner, Paul Dolan, Patricia, as well as the Native American groups who didn't know their heritage. Now, listen, Native American Indian groups who don't know their heritage wanted to complain about it along with Manfred. They're so stupid, they didn't know the history of the Cleveland Indians, let alone their own heritage. So they're the ones who were pushing to change the Indians to some woke name of the Guardians. They could even go back to the Spiders, to one of the original names. P.S. And when you look at it like this, there's a problem that you got a Native American Indian groups pushing to change a name of the Cleveland Indians that was named after a hero, first American, Native American to play pro baseball. Why would you want to get rid of that history?
Exactly. It doesn't, it makes no sense. It's just part of the brainless woke, like I said, and shame on them for trying to take away the heritage. You know, it just sounds ridiculous. The Cleveland Guardians, I still can't get used to it, you know?
No, and it should be the Cleveland Indians. That Paul Dolan ought to grow a set and just go back and tell Manfred, I'm not doing it. I'm changing it back to Cleveland Indians because it was named after an Indian. That name was given to us by the first team that loved their ball player, and he was a first American professional baseball player. And that means something. And you're not going to take that away. It's kind of like taking Aunt Jemima away.
Oh, yeah, the they did. They took Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, and it hurt her.
Of course.
And she complained about it, Patricia, because it's wrong. It's just stinking wrong to do what they're doing. And so, hey, whatever you do, don't move. Because Mouthing Off, we'll be right back right after this.
Mouthing Off, all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back. You're listening to Mouthing Off, everyone, the only show that counts. And what I say, sports show? Of course it's a sports show. And do we mouth off? Yes, we do. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Crazy world we live in, Eddie, I got to say. Three University of Virginia football players were fatally shot after they returned from a field trip by a UVA student and former member of the football team. And I was watching that. It's so sad and heartbreaking. I was watching the coach, the parents of these athletes. It's just brutal. Like, what was he thinking?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't. That's the problem.
His mental ailment, another one that lost his brain somewhere.
Well, yeah, or jealousy, you know, from not being able to be any good in football. And that's not everybody else's fault. And, you know, that really set off a panic, Patricia, and everyone listening to a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until they arrested this wasted, I'm going to say it. The best I can without, you know, going off the deep end. They arrested this waste of human scum, 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. They even got a senior. Oh, my God. The killings happened at a time when the nation, you know, folks, listen to this. This happened when the nation is already on edge from a string of mass shootings over the course of the past 6 months. And you've read about them, seen about them, heard about them, and know about them, including an attack that killed 19 students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas. Patricia.
Yes, it's heartbreaking, and it's happening more often than not. Not only is there a shooting at the 4th of July parade in Chicago, suburb killed 7 people and wounded 30, and a shooting in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, which killed 10 and wounded 3. We also... Wow. Have another shooting that just happened in Colorado Springs, which the LGBTQZRE doesn't matter. They still are human. And hey, if they want to be transgender, let them. If they want to be gay, let them. I'm standing for all the beautiful people. It doesn't give hatred a right to go in and start shooting in this club, as this kid did again. And many have died. I think it was 5 and how many injured? 25? Ridiculous. Yeah. Just
well,
sad.
You know, back a few years ago, we had that down in Orlando, Florida, at the Pulse nightclub, you know, where the guy went in and just shot them out, everybody up. And you know something? To everyone listening, this has to stop. In addition to the 3 slain student athletes, who were, their names were Lavelle Davis Jr., Devon Chandler, and the Sean Perry, there were 4 University of Idaho students murdered. And you know the sad thing?
Oh, that was sad.
The suspect is still out there.
He's still at large. Oh, yeah. Beautiful kids, too. Beautiful girl. Oh, my God. It's heartbreaking. I was watching that and following that. I mean, how horrible. It's just, oh my God, it's our world is filled with hate and mental illness, Eddie, and we need more help with this. And all these goons should not have guns. I don't know how they're getting guns. I don't know why they have guns.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this to all you woke idiots out there that always want to, and all you people want to take the guns away. These crooks and these thugs are going to always have the guns. It's the innocent people like us that won't have the guns. Well, guess what? You come into my house, I'm going to shoot your happy ass. And I won't even think about it.
Amen.
Just come
that.
On in.
Yeah.
That's how come I got locks. And once you break those locks, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot you just like I would an animal. Because that's what you are. You're an animal.
That's
and
right.
You need
I
to be
stand for
down.
The Second Amendment, Eddie. Just, you know, in fact, I just posted that in that group about two beautiful women with high-powered rifles. Absolutely. But it's the ones that, it's not the gun's fault, first of all. It's the one behind the gun. So it's the mental illness. It's a loose cannon on the other end. Guns aren't the ones that kill people. It's the person behind the gun. So let's get that straight out there for everybody who's listening, you know, and while I'm speaking about this, you know what? Let's go to your all busted up, Eddie.
All busted up.
You know, our hearts go out to all of those who have been needlessly taken from this world in recent months. We mourn, you know, we really do mourn these innocent people who were slaughtered. Slaughtered. You listen to that word, who were slaughtered as a result of the violence of our fallen world. And if that doesn't speak volumes to people listening, you better clean out your ears and you do what you need to do to protect yourself as a human being. And never forget that, because you got a lot of scumbags out there. More scumbags. Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is. There's, you know, there's crazies all over, male and female, kids as of the like right now. As we know, the teenagers are at a high rate of killing, you know, so that's the sad. That's the other sad part. So when we were young, we never had issues like this that I remember. We never had.
No, I don't need. No. No, the worst thing you'd have is a kid would bring a knife to school or something, and that'd be about it. But when it's coming into the sports field, I mean, you know, we're doing a sports show here and we're having to talk about murder. That's sad. That's really sad of going to campuses and they're coming back from a field trip trying to learn something while they're in college, these football players, and you got a jealous person. Who was no good football player, and he shoots all these guys, and now you University of Virginia is not going to be able to play football the rest of the year because they've missing so many players, and we haven't mentioned the two to three other guys that on the football team that are wounded
that are
in the hospital.
Yes,
yeah, they're in the hospital, but they're not going to be able to play. So I mean, you're looking at five, six starting people that UVA won't have on the field. So I don't think that they're going to play PS anymore this year.
No, and in fact, I think they're in counseling and they're going under severe counseling because that's traumatic for kids to see and witness. Can you imagine? I mean, you know, most of the general pop will never see that. And to have their friends, their very, you know, their classmates, their football mates, their team players murdered. Right in front of them, and not to mention their parents. You know, I mean, the whole school is going under. You know,
instead of murdered, we need to start using the word slaughtered,
right?
Because you know something, it has more of effect on people. You know why? Because you see murder on TV all the time, and it doesn't mean anything. But when you start saying slaughtered, they were slaughtered. Mm-hmm. Everything that PS. That you've mentioned and I mentioned on this show so far is nothing but a slaughter. They slaughtered innocent people that were just going day by day trying to make it and be productive in their lives. And then they were taken out by some scumbag that's a loser and will always be a loser. And you know something? They need to have quick trials for these people and they need to electrocute them.
Yeah. That'll never happen.
They need to bring old Sparky back, you know that, and crank them up a little bit and let them know that you're not going to sit in prison for the rest of your life for killing people. We're going to fry you like an egg.
Exactly. A slow death, though. I think these,
yeah,
all these guys deserve that. But no, you know what? What's happening? They're sitting in our jail system and we're paying for it. Either that or they're getting a slap on the hand and they're getting released, or they're getting that no bail count now to go. And, oh, will you show up for court? I doubt it. You know, it's just, it's part of that woke system again. It's terrible here in California, by the way. And you can't walk down the street without getting harassed or jumped on by some psycho homeless person or some loose, you know, rapist that was just released out of jail here. Thank you to Gascon. You know, that's the other thing. California. Thankfully, I live in a red county and I'm up here in the mountains. We don't play that. We don't have homeless up here on this mountain. But when I drive off the mountain, I can't believe what I see.
Oh, it's like my guys, when I used to live in Santa Monica, you know, I got a lot of friends, you know, they call me and they say, Ed, you wouldn't want to be here. And I'm supposed to go out to L.A. In a few weeks and on a deal that we're doing for my entertainment company. And I don't look forward to that because I want to remember L.A. like I knew it. I don't want to see it with a bunch of scum buckets with pitch tents and everything else that's really devastated some of our greatest cities, you know, including New York, San Francisco. And, you know, I can remember Santa Monica when it was so pristine and beautiful.
It's not anymore, Eddie. Oh, my God.
Oh, you no.
Over the bodies there on the boardwalk. It's disgusting. And it has a stench of a stench of a stench. So, yeah, it's not pleasant anymore to go visit the beaches here. Orange County, thankfully, is still beautiful. And amen to that. But, you know, I got to say, it's just sad. So when you come out, you know, and also guess what? You're going to have to do wear a mask. Because they have the mask mandate back in Los Angeles.
Well, guess what? We'll be back right after this with more Mouthing Off.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
Bring more joy to your world when you find what you love and love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and more.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability, and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays. Now,
we're back with Mouthing Off, along with its 2.5 million listeners. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with Patricia Summerlin, Sonny the California Girl. P.S., let's talk some NFL. Is Zach Wilson forcing the Jets into a QB controversy?
Is he? Mr. Wilson? Every time you say that, I always think of this, you know, hey, Mr. Wilson. Right? So if Wilson plays like he did against the Patriots, well, the Jets, who lost this weekend, I would say lost really bad, 10-3. Whoa, that's a low blow, but oh well, don't stand much of a chance, right? I guess the rest of the year with that. That's pretty bad.
Well, if you can only score 3 points, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
What happened?
Yeah, Mr. Wilson, you better shine them shoes, boy. What's wrong with you? You got to get them things moving and get that arm going. You know, it's called kicking field goals that win games, which they do at the end of a game. But during the game, you got to score touchdowns. And there's no TD on the board for the New York Jets. And, you know, when I look at a guy like this, Zach, when I compare you to Patrick Mahomes and a Travis Kelce, they showed the Chiefs they are king of the AFC West with their win over the Chargers.
That's right. They're great. You know, well, Patrick Mahomes, listen, he was a hero a couple years ago even. You know, he's a good player.
He still is.
He's a very good player, absolutely. I have no complaints about that. Hey, my LA Chargers know where the ball was headed Sunday night at the SoFi Stadium. They simply couldn't stop Travis Kelce, though. Chiefs 30, Chargers 27. A, as we say, come from behind victory. Woo, yay.
Yeah, the Chiefs came back and beat the Chargers at home. And Kelce, I mean, he had one heck of a night. And we'll talk about him later on in the show.
Right.
But, hey, there's another team that really shined. Their backup shine for the Saints in a 27-20 win over the you may know this team. They're the LA Rams.
Oh, I knew you were going to rub it in. That one hurt. Of course I do. You know, Eddie, I got to say, all my LA teams suck. From the Chargers. Yep. Los Angeles Chargers, they disappoint. The Rams are disappointing, though they won last year, so that's fine. But yeah, that's a bummer. My poor Rams suck. I'm going to just say that. And the Saints' defense was impressive even without 4 starters. That's pretty good.
That is impressive. Yeah, because you had 2 defensive ends out and one of their defensive tackles out. I mean, you had 4 starters out on defense, and they still stepped up and shut the Rams down. So that just tells you that the Rams, well, they didn't have who's that great wide receiver place for the Rams?
Well, there's a few.
Cooper?
Cooper? Yeah, of Cooper course. Who? That's Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Well, Cooper Kupp wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp was sipping on a cup in a hospital room.
Yeah, after
surgery.
So
he wasn't much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that high ankle, you know, I've had in my day a few injuries, and I've had a high ankle sprain, and I didn't have to have surgery, thank God. But it's hard to recover. It's a slow process, and let's just hope that he can get back with the Rams, you know, later in the year, if it possible, or if not, you know, if they're playing so bad, I'd just sit him and just get him healthy for next year. I wouldn't even take a chance on him getting hurt. You know, and Atlanta Falcons beat the Chicago Bears 27-24. Unbelievable. Ooh.
There's another one. That's a big upset. The Falcons and the Bears.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Yeah. Falcons, 0 sacks allowed for the first time since the season opener. Yeah.
What does that tell you?
I know, just saying. Yeah. And, you know, I think the Rams kind of lost their zest. And Matthew Stafford, again, who was my hero, I think kind of, I don't know. Oh, well. I have no comment. I'm just going to let that go. Yeah.
Hey, you know, something, when you look at the Falcons and you know, for the first, this is the first time they haven't allowed a sack. You know, that the quarterback for the Falcons, he's used to looking at the lights of the stadium. You know that? And that means you're losing, pal. If you're looking at the lights like that, I mean, you're getting the three count. I'm telling you.
You're in the zone.
Yeah.
You're zoning out. Yeah. Time to go.
Yeah. It's been fun, but you got to run. You're getting the three count. You know, it's over for you. And Mariota. He's a quarterback for the Falcons. I mean, he's a traveling man, you know. He doesn't unpack his bag because he's not going to be there that long. So he's been to like 4, 5, 6 teams. And so, you know, let's go to Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
And guess what, everyone? All my mouthing off listeners out there, and Eddie, my choice is Travis Kelce. Number 87. His experience is 10 years. His weight is 250 pounds. His college is Cincinnati, by the way. They all come out
Skyline Chili.
That's right. They get that extra power from that Skyline Chili. But he's the 10th year tight end, enters his 10th season with the Chiefs in 2022. For the fifth straight season in 2020, Kelce eclipsed 1,000 receiving yards, extending his previously established NFL record for tight ends for 4 such seasons. Kelce becomes only the 26th pass catcher in NFL history, Eddie, and is the first tight end. And I know all about tight end because, remember, I did the tight end. Ha ha. As a poster girl, though, I got to get that in. To record at least 5 consecutive 1,000 receiving yard seasons. With 1,416 receiving yards in 2020, he set the NFL record for the most receiving yards by a tight end in NFL history, passing 49ers, George Kittle's previous record of 1,377 yards set in 2018. He finished the 2020 season with 1,643 receiving yards in the regular and postseason. Also, the most by a tight end in NFL history. We're just making a lot of histories here. I like that. I would say that Kelce, he deserves my Power Player of the Week, Eddie.
Yeah, and you know something? I want to mention a few things. Patricia, to go along with what all this great information you just passed. You know, Travis Kelce is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He is a pass-catching machine. You know, he passed Gronkowski for the most 100-yard receiving games by a tight end in NFL history, 33.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah, yes. He's on the verge of his 7th straight 1,000-yard season, despite facing double teams every week. So you got to – that is a perfect guy to be a power player of the week, because when you're looking at that, these records that he's setting with double teams every week, he's still getting open. So that says a lot. I mean, with him passing Gronkowski, that says
a lot.
Well, that right there, because Gronkowski was the best tight end in the NFL when he was there. But now you got Kelce, who's a game changer.
That's right.
He's just one of those guys that Mahomes can rely on.
And those two together just proved that with this last game. So, you know, I think that's a great thing. It was just like Cooper Kupp and Stafford last year, right?
Stafford. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you got that go-to guy, you know that when the going gets tough, you can kind of bail out and boom, there it hit him, because he's going to be open. Whether you got 2 or 3 people around him, Kelce's always open because he runs his routes. He's like Cooper Kupp. They know how to run a route and they know how to catch a ball. And that's a very, very valuable thing. And We got to give our you know, we talk about him all the time, Dak Prescott.
So we
got to give him his comeuppance. The Dallas Cowboys blew out the Minnesota Vikings 40-3. But the Cowboys, they got all their TDs on the ground. Dak didn't throw a touchdown, that I believe. And so, you know, I think that if they keep running the ball like that and they can get replace Dak Prescott with Cooper Rush, I think that they'll really will go somewhere, because I don't think Dak can win the big game. This wasn't a real big game against the Vikings, even though they beat them at home. I just think that the Cowboys were so much better team, defensive and offense. And so it just showed it on the field. They just blew them out. Right. And it wasn't even a game.
Right.
And so, but I, you know, we talk about him. So we're going to give you your thumbs up.
Yeah. Dak Prescott, some yakety yak, some good yakety yak for him.
Yeah.
Some
that's good. About it. You know, so anybody can hand the ball off. You know.
Addie, what do you think about the NFL Players Association with the initiative? I wanted to ask you this about the system arbitration proceedings, what's going on about the contractual stuff, the $230 million deal with the Cleveland Browns and what they're doing there with the grievance, you know, stuff with the contractual that started with the NFL Players Association.
Yeah. Well, I think that what's going to happen is the players are going to push the cart a little bit too much. And the owners are going to shut it down, because there's a lot of great football players out there that they can go hire. And if they keep pushing it, they're getting paid enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're getting a lot of money, Eddie,
you know.
Oh, right? Yeah, for doing very little. And so when you're looking at it, if they get a hangnail, they're out for 6 weeks getting paid. And right. So, and you know, football is supposed to be a tough game. Be a tough guy. Show well, up like every week and play the game.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But like once Deshaun Watson, for instance, there's one. Deshaun Watson's, that was his controversy, which was $230 million deal. And, you know, obviously.
For a rapist. He's
not, I was just, for you rapist. Said it. I was going to say that. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was a rapist. Well, yeah. He had 24 charges against him, and he settled 23, and he's got a couple more. He still hadn't settled.
Oh boy!
And,
well, that's
and you know, so you give a thug and a rapist $230 million to come play for you.
Yeah,
what's wrong with the NFL?
Exactly.
I mean, it's become a league of thugs.
Yeah.
And you know, where's the example
that you're world, Eddie? It's all gone to hell, you know?
Yeah. Where's the example you're setting for the kids coming up? You're not setting an example. You're teaching them how to be a bunch of thugs. And, you know, you can take them. You can take these hoodlums out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of them. So you need to do what we need to do.
That's right,
and
Eddie.
But you know what we're going to do now?
I know what we're going to do, Eddie. We're going to be right back with more Mouthing Off after this.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off. I'm Fat Steady Mansfield along with my co-host, the most beautiful woman in radio, Patricia Summer. Hey, Patricia.
You know, Fast Eddie, what's the biggest revelation for me this week is, I don't know, the idea that a team decided that the name of a famous Native American baseball player no longer mattered enough to continue to honor him as they had done since 1913. There is no words. And it saddens my heart that history is taken out. And I still say Cleveland Indians. I love Cleveland Indians. I love the name. I love the culture. I love everything about it. It's just sad.
No, it is sad. Because, Patricia, all these woke idiots, they're trying to change history. And you can't change history. History is history, whether you like it or not. And this started in 1913. And you got rid of it in 2021 because you got a few fat Indians that don't know their history, along with a woke commissioner and a woke Major League Baseball, instead of standing up. It's supposed to be the American pastime. Well, what's more American than a Native American and having a team named after him?
Absolutely.
I mean, for God's sake, you went out and stole all the damn land from the Indians. Well, you're playing on their land. So you got these fat Indians that come off a reservation who are idiots, who don't know their history. And if they knew their history, they wouldn't even ask you to change the name of the Cleveland Indians, because it's named after a great ball player that was Native American, the first one. So you're telling me, let me tell you something, all you black people listening, here's what you need to do. You need to take that 42 off of Jackie Robinson, because he don't mean anything either. If this Native American doesn't mean anything, neither does Jackie Robinson, Patricia.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You need a plug. You need to plug that Fab 40.
Oh, I know. I got to, you know, everyone, thank you for voting for me. And before we run out of time, Eddie, I'm going to slip this in real fast. Everybody vote for Patricia Summerland on Patricia Summerland Facebook, my Instagram, and vote. Thank you very much to all Mouthing Off listeners. You guys are awesome.
And we'll see you next week.